flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here. We were just talking about the sentimental items that you just can't get rid of as Alex Bregman serves as that for Jose Altuve. That's the news that happened yesterday, maybe the news of today thus far, the idea that Bregman is re-engaging in conversation with the Astros. And you guys kept it going on the text line, 713-572-4610. Somebody said from the 281, their kids are 21, 16, and 13, and they have every handwritten letter they wrote to Santa Claus and every card they've ever given to him.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
That is absolutely awesome.
Someone else said that they still have their KISS poster, and I'm like, you got to handle that really well.
Ocho said he has the VHS of Coming to America. I said, don't ever get rid of it.
No. I was watching that movie the other day. It was on BET. I just stopped and started watching.
Now, let me ask you if this is gross.
Uh-huh.
The Tooth Fairy gave me all my kids' teeth, and I'm saving them.
It is, but it's not. Like, I feel like for parents, that's one all of those weird things that's not weird for them. Like, I'm pretty sure my mom did that for a good while, and I know
that was really nice of the Tooth Fairy to give me all those.
Okay. No. I feel like the kids are also still in school, but whatever, dog. I'll let you cook on that. Let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. If you're tired of the hassle of selling your tickets, say goodbye to the stress and let their experts get you the best price. Download Quick Assist from your app store today, and they'll handle the rest. That is QUICKASYST, Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. We start with your Houston Texans. This defensive line was phenomenal this season. What was it, 49 sacks?
Yep.
Is what you ultimately saw. I mean, just an incredible output. And a lot of the credit clearly deserves goes to the talent that you have, but also your defensive line coach, Rod Wright, and then also Nate Ollie, who is the assistant defensive line coach. He was a part of the giving of each of the players nicknames. Remember, we learned that a few weeks back?
Yeah.
That helped build kind of the personalities and the character of the guys as they played. And unfortunately, that particular entity will no longer be with your Texans, as Nate Ollie is now going to be the Falcons' head defensive line coach, and obviously a well-earned promotion for him. And you know, as it goes in the NFL, if somebody on your staff has an opportunity for a upward movement,
a promotion,
you give them that. I mean, you're obligated to allow them to go for that. I mean, obviously, I'm sure everybody in that building is happy for him. Like, he clearly was a benefit to that organization and to particularly that room and the vibes that they had. Multiple people, I mean, Matt Burke talked about it. I think Bobby talked about it at one point. D'Amico has talked about how just you walk past that room and you saw the vibe and the jubilation. And of course, that's the type of thing that's cultivated. Obviously, Rod Wright deserves a lot of credit, but also Nate Ollie.
Yeah, and much like the Greg Grissom news, I don't think, maybe to a larger extent, obviously, because he was coaching them, but I don't know how much it's going to actually affect, like, the product on the field when you have these types of players. They've already established you know, what they are and how they play.
Sure.
The defensive approach is not going to change. But it is something of obviously an adjustment that you have to make. Little bit of a, shucks, you know, but
no, for sure.
But I don't think it's going to necessarily affect this defensive line.
I don't think so as well. But that means that there's going to be another person in that role who, in that place. And you hope that you keep that same vibe, because that's one of the things that was very great about seeing this team is you see the way that there's cohesion with that defensive line. And that was clearly the strength of your team this year. Salute to Nate Ollie. Go do well in the NFC South now. All right. Speaking of the AFC South, though, and the NFC South, right, their crossover there. Yeah, man, that drama got real dramatic yesterday as Trent Baalke was fired the day before, in part because it felt like Liam Cohen was like, hey, I'm going back to the Buccaneers. I will stay in my same job, become the highest paid coordinator, and just avoid the mess that is the Jaguars with Trent Baalke. Well, with Trent Baalke out the way, we were talking about them trying to circle the block, sending that hey big head text.
Yeah.
Apparently that hey big head text was responded. Liam Cohen got into some mess. So yesterday he was supposed to sign his deal to become the highest paid coordinator with the Bucs, his extension or his contract. And the Bucs couldn't find him. They couldn't reach him. Apparently they could not reach him because he was in Jacksonville talking again to the Jaguars. And ultimately we got to a place where eventually the Bucs found out about it, or were told about it, and then now Liam Cohen is set to be the new Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. So there's two parts of this. There's the Liam Cohen as Jaguars coach that we'll talk about in a moment, but I want to go back to the mess of it, because the messy is hilarious to me.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, supposedly, the reason why Liam Cohen didn't have conversation with the Bucs was because one of the stipulations for the sign of the contract that the Bucs were going to give Liam Cohen and all of the money that they were going to give him was that he would not have another meeting with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
Do you like that? Or who do you side with in that case? Because that then led to Liam Cohen basically ghosting them and seeing, doing the equivalent of all the sitcoms or coming of age films where they climb out the window and go see the person that they're forbidden from seeing in the middle of the night. Do you side with Cohen or do you side with the Bucs?
I don't mind the Bucs doing that, but I absolutely side with Cohen. Let this be a lesson to you kids. If you ever get into a situation where you have this kind of leverage, use it. Use it. I mean, as people often say, there's only 32 of those, man. And he put it on the table. Shad Khan said, okay, we'll get rid of him. And now he's the head coach. But from the Tampa perspective, I don't mind them doing that.
I do. I feel like that's kind of skeevy.
No, I think they tried.
I think it's kind of
skeevy. Don't ask, don't get, you know?
That is fair, right? Yeah. You gotta give it a shot.
But I wouldn't abide by it, and he didn't.
Like, yeah, they can't be mad at him for ghosting.
Exactly.
Him. Yeah, y'all put that in the contract. I am not signing that contract.
Yeah. I want
to
wait.
Matter of fact, I'm not even taking y'all calls anymore.
Wasn't there another kind of funny aspect to this? Maybe I have this wrong. Like, at first, he was like his kid's thing. His kid had a...
Well, yeah, supposedly, and I did not get the depth of this or really be... I wasn't able to really track this down, but I did see that, and so take this with a grain of salt. This is what I'm basically saying. That supposedly, in not trying, being able to reach him, maybe the Bucs had gotten the idea that he was taking care of a sick kid.
That's
when
what
he
was.
When he was ultimately going and talking to
my kid
to the
was sick.
Hey, man.
Man, if I had a nickel.
We've all been there.
If I had a nickel.
We've all been there where, you maybe have to stretch the truth or maybe lie in a circumstance to your boss. It'd be like that sometimes. I ain't mad at him. Don't be listening, Parker. But Liam Cohen now joins the AFC South without the restraints of Trent Baalke. Like, once Trent Baalke was fired, that job looked really appealing. And now you get a dude who, by all means, is a very good schemer of the game. Like, he's good with the X's and O's. What is your level of concern now seeing that the Jaguars, with a quarterback that at the very least has some talents, even if we're not sure exactly what he brings to the table, now has Liam Cohen with him, a dude who had that Tampa Bay offense humming.
Well,
so it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only Liam Cohen, who is, I mean, his resume is impeccable. Like, he has earned this shot. You know, really, really good at Kentucky, if you want to go back to the college days. And then Rams, and I'm trying to remember them all here. But, of course, he's climbed the ranks.
He went Kentucky, Rams 4 years, the OC, back to Kentucky in 2023, then the Bucks last year.
Yeah, so he has earned this opportunity. But you know my level of concern? Yes, to answer the question, it is a little bit more... okay, you know, keep an eye on them. Not just because of Liam Cohen being there, but because of Trent Baalke not being
That's
there.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
You know, the addition through subtraction. They, you know, and Cohen now, you talk about a guy that's going to have power. He's going to hire the general manager.
That's right. The general manager will serve at his behest is the way I like to say it.
Yeah.
And I always kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you got to make sure you're giving the right person that kind of authority. But that creates a level of synergy that I usually think is pretty helpful for an organization. Like, you have to have a oneness of thought process. Not saying that you can't have differing opinions and you can't butt heads a little bit in order to have healthy conversation that ultimately leads you to good ideas. Mm-hmm. But it's nice when you can kind of have an organizational structure where you're not going to have as much infighting and as much kind of pulling in different directions. And it feels like that's what they'll have. The one thing I always want to say with hiring of coaches is that I don't know, like, I don't think there's a way to determine who is going to be a good head coach.
Right.
Like, I don't know that there's things that absolutely mean that you will be prepared for the situation. And if you look at it for Liam Cohen, I don't know that he, like, the executive portions of this, I don't know. Like, are you going to be able to be a head coach and an offensive play caller, and you kind of need to be a quarterback coach, because we're all wondering, is Trevor Lawrence going to get back on the path that it felt like he was going to be on when he was at Clemson and he was a number one pick and had all of that shine? Mm-hmm. He's clearly off of that path, and you have to steer him back. Like, are you going to be able to do those things on the granular level, but also be a head coach over all of this, and maybe also have input on player personnel?
Well, maybe that's why it benefits you to have the relationship already with whomever's going to be the general manager.
Yeah.
We had that here. I mean, Gary Kubiak basically hired Rick Smith.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of people may argue this, but it was for a long time very, very successful and good synergy, as you put it.
From the text line from 346, still the Jags ain't worried. Fair enough. Touche. Mm-hmm. I can tell you I'm not worried about this. The Las Vegas Raiders have found their new head coach. Their new old head coach, Pete Carroll, is going to be the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Obviously, he was the Seahawks head coach from 2010 to 2023, won a championship, not just in the NFL, but also, don't forget, USC. He has had a long, long run of things, and of course, the Seahawks kind of pushing him into a consultant role in the front office because they wanted to get younger. He obviously still wanted to coach, and here he goes. But, man, this doesn't feel like – I mean, why Raiders?
Why Pete? Why Pete? He's going to be 74 when the season begins. And look, hey, shout out to him. Good luck, Godspeed, and all that.
And not only is he 74, he seems to kind of have, like, some relatively old-school ideas in the ways that he goes about, particularly offense. Like, remember when in that period of time where he was like, we need to run the ball more – in a time where it felt like the league was moving towards, hey, we need to have a more integrated pass game and things. I am real interested to see how this goes. But one thing about Pete Carroll, he can't, like, the executive portions, just like in the inverse with Liam Cohen.
Yeah.
I think that he can do those really well. It'll be really incumbent upon, well, of course, first and foremost, if they get a quarterback that they like and they're drafting high enough to where maybe you have something there. But who he gets as coordinators. Like, who are the people that he will put in some of those places mm-hmm. in order to help him with the schematics of it? Because I don't think that he has much of a leg there. But, of course, he has the CEO thing.
He is going to be Mr. Las Vegas, though. That's the interesting part. Like, when he was in L.A., remember he's jumping off of high dives and, you know, all the USC cheerleaders. And then, of course, he goes to Seattle and he was so popular.
Yeah, I've been there 20 years ago, though, man. Yeah, that man's 74.
No, but he's Mr. Vegas.
He still knows how to be someone's boss, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gonna be out there in them Air Monarchs.
Yeah.
Chewing that gum.
Exactly.
We're looking like a cartoon character wearing the same damn thing every mm-hmm. week. Shout out to Pete Carroll getting back in the game, right? He's just stuck it out. Yeah. Somebody said trade for Geno. Ooh, I don't think that would be something that you want to do, but hey.
Ooh, the Texans?
No. Why would the Raiders?
I was going to say.
That would be unbelievable. Ooh, boy.
Or they could bring Russell Wilson.
The things that I would say. Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's remember, not going
to
happen
the
either.
Russell Wilson thing, they had a whole dynamic, whole button of heads. That mm-hmm. was the Russ Cook era where literally Pete Carroll was actively forcing Schottenheimer at the time, like, hey, we're running the football.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, no, Russ should probably be throwing his football, but. That's neither here nor there. That is in the past. The future is that the Raiders are hiring Pete Carroll as their head coach. Some other things around the NFL. CBS, we're headed into the championship weekend. One of the best, if not the best, weekends of football all year long. CBS Sports, who will be broadcasting the AFC Championship game, they have vowed that the Doink Cam is returning, baby. The Doink Cam, where they put the camera in the uprights. You're fond of the Doink Cam?
We need a Doink. I mean, it really doesn't come into play very often, but I could sure use a doink.
I mean, we've gotten quite a few doinks of late. I mean, most recently, mm-hmm. didn't you have Zane Gonzalez bank one in off the upright?
If only we had a doink cam. How could you not like that?
I don't know.
It's loud, too.
That's always the thing I appreciate.
It's really loud.
It's just, and I never know which field mic or if they even actively mic up the uprights themselves, but I always appreciate that loud boom.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting feel mm-hmm. with that. But yeah. That's your NFL news for right now. Oh, and then also Mark Andrews issued a statement about, you know, the heavy head that he had mm-hmm. after the, you know, dropping what would have been a game-tying two-point conversion for the Ravens. And a lot of sentimentality in there. Obviously, we talked about Bills Mafia raising damn near $100,000 for his charity that he is associated with that helps combat type 1 diabetes. Man, you feel for him because to feel like, hey, I need to go to social media and pen a long letter and put that
out. Took him a while and he said as much.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I had to kind of just, you know, get his thoughts together. And it was really good and it was very sincere. I'm, you know, obviously this is football and I don't know how much it's going to actually help. Long term, but it was good for him.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL for this Friday. And speaking of Friday, we've gone through the work week from when on Monday D'Amico Ryan said he was going to take the week. Where are we on the offensive coordinator or the personnel decisions that the Texans are making? Because now you see Liam Cohen's hired. You see that Pete Carroll's hired. Offensive coordinators and other positions are going to start being hired here soon. If you are going to be in that market, you need to be out there. What's the rush or what's the time? What's taking so long with the Texans? Let's discuss all of that next.